Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directed to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Assalamualaikum. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Salbona. In Senegal, Mangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, we do. Hello. How are you? Welcome.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Yes. We are here to welcome you. Not only can you call in to our blog talk line at 515-605-9325, that's 515-605-9325, and press 1 to share your opinion relating to the topic of the day. We want your voice to be heard, but there's also a second number you can call. Yes, 727-731-5192. That's 727-731-5192. And we welcome you. You know, the world is at your fingertips, and all you have to do is reach out by the wide world web. Remember that www? That's what that acronym, you know, you have to refresh your acronym knowledge. Sometimes we forget. We get so comfortable with these acronyms. We have to pay attention to them because that's the language that we are developing. That's just another language. But yes, www, wide world web, we can touch everything, even out of the universe. You know, you can get there by phone. You can call your travel advisor and share your travel desires as well. Whether you're traveling for business, pleasure, by plane, train, bus, automobile, bicycle, or spacecraft, you learn the best strategies for planning your trip and enjoying your journey. Whatever the reason that you are traveling, you want to make sure that you enjoy the journey and you don't catch on with those surprises. Now, surprises will come, but if you have the tools to know how to maneuver those surprises, you can still, like, call it all joy. And today we are continuing the conversation, empowering yourself, asserting yourself, and declaring all joy. I love our second Saturday host, Joy. But let's talk about it as we travel the globe and moving around with Deborah. Now, let me tell you, Move Around with Deborah offers interactive opportunities such as a comment section on our social media page, and you can share our social media pages with your social media team. And we want to engage you, the audience, on our call-in line, or you can chat on Facebook or YouTube. But our mission is to increase awareness and knowledge in the travel industry, which is growing and changing all the time. So we encourage a learning environment where thoughtful discussion may safely occur among people around the world. That's right. We are WWW, Wide World Web Accessible. So please like, share, subscribe, ring the bell, and enjoy. And while you do that, you're learning, growing, and developing love. Now, as always, I like to start my show as typical shows. You got weather, you got traffic, and my ever-exciting airport news. So with weather, I just want to touch bases because we've got a full show. I haven't even got to the part of our special show today. Oh, we are live and in color at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, right, of course, in Chicago. Although, if you want that Soulful Book Fair in your area, just let our guru, our book guru, our Tuesday host, Asada, know, and I'm sure that you and she can make arrangements where we can tour the world. But I wanted to just notate, weather is changing. There are weather anomalies all over the world, and it's strange as it may seem in your area where you're not, have not experienced this type of weather before, it's coming. Don't put your winter clothes away for those of you in the Midwest, because we know there is a frost schedule tonight. But I wanted to share with you the fact that hurricane season is coming up. Now, hurricane season is typically during from June 1st to November 30th. But it may come early, it may stay a little longer. You know, the 2024 hurricane season is scheduled to be one of the most likely. There's 24 named storms and 11 hurricanes that are forecast. Remember, you have, you know, you got the forecast. That means they can see in the future. The forecast is very important. I know people who are traveling and they're not traveling for a couple of months, you want to prepare yourself, look at the forecast. You may be able to see what the forecast is. Every year, the temperatures are about the same in whatever part of the country you're going to travel. So you prepare for that. But there are already 24 named storms and 11 hurricanes forecast already. Can you imagine 24 named storms? And they even got the names out. Now, typically, these storms start coming from the coast of the motherland, Africa. If you notice, if you can, you can actually gauge a storm when it stirs up in the Atlantic. Yes. I didn't pay attention to that until I started to travel. But hurricanes typically start on the southern coast of Africa. But you can gauge that. You can see. You can track them. Track them this summer as they come across. They're coming. And there's some repeat. I remember there was a storm, Chris and Isaac. Remember the storm, Isaac and Sarah? But this Sarah is S-A-R-A. You know, I don't know where to get the names from. It doesn't matter. Prepare for challenges, especially when you are traveling, whether you're driving or running or flying or cruising across the country, around the world. Prepare for challenges with the weather. And when you prepare as much as you can, you'll be okay. So I want you to know about the weather challenges that we are experiencing. Oh, my goodness. Now, traffic. Get those cars in order for the season. Season is changing, especially all across the country. When you have a vehicle and you want the vehicle to move when you want it to move and run when you want it to run properly, you've got to take care of it. It's just like taking care of your body. You have to take care of your vehicle. You have, when you hear a little twerk in the noise, pay attention. When you hear that there are recalls, pay attention. If there's not a recall, still pay attention. I saw a situation the other day. Well, I didn't physically see it. I saw it through someone else's eyes, where there was a child, a small child in the front seat of a vehicle. They weren't driving, no. But they were in the passenger side, and they had to cut this child out. That airbag bursted on that small child. Those airbags are dangerous in themselves. Even though they're supposed to be there to help you not do what you do, but just put the children in the back. Even small people, put them in the back, so as not to be so effective. And if there are side airbags, you have to be cautious of those. So sit in the middle. It's okay. Sit in the middle. I know a lot of times who wanted to sit in the middle? Everybody wanted to be by the window. Everybody wanted to sit in their prospective places. But you have to be careful. But as far as your vehicle, make sure it's stopped properly. Make sure you have gas in it or electrical. You know, make sure those gauges are up. Make sure those tires are in order. You change that oil. You have those windshield wiper fluids. Take care of your cars. Take care of your vehicles. The next thing, this is so hilarious here. I want to talk about you. You know, I always believe that the airport is the first destination on a travel journey, right? And we all have seen it when you go to the airport. The pets, the dogs, the cats, it used to be the birds and the pigs, and they've kind of restrained folks from traveling with those types of support animals or just family pets or family members, or how you want to say it. Well, if you still are having challenges in traveling with your 50-pound pet, a solution has been created. Yes, Bark Air. Can you imagine? Someone has created an airline called Bark Air. And what happens is they will deliver white paw experience for you and your pet. You know, they built their flight experience for dogs first from the ground up. And it is a private airline. It's not a big airline, but they are there. Bark Air is here to deliver the white paw experience. Upon booking, humans will be contacted by Bark Air concierge to collect information about the dog, the travel plans, in order to give you the best overall travel experience. And that's all we want, is the best overall travel experience. Now, on the day of travel, the dogs and their pets can arrive at the airport 45 minutes to an hour before the flight. Just 45 minutes. You know how we typically have to be there 2 to 3 hours before? Well, in this case, because they are private jets, you only have to arrive 45 to an hour. Right now, that may change. It is amazing. But if you do that for a simple, efficient, in process, no crate, no, you don't have to put your dog, your pet in the cage, no stressful TSA checkpoints, a highly skilled Bark Airline concierge will welcome all pups and help them settle into their experience through socialization at the gate and dog-centric cabin preparation. Yes, the cabin is prepped with calming aids. Can you imagine? Now, I know a lot of folks who travel with their pets, or they have to leave their pets at a dog care or a pet care facility while they travel. And then they're restricted to how long they can do, because that's another expense. But what I am thinking, there are so many pets, people traveling with their pets, and the rules are changing on the traditional airlines and vehicles, other vehicles such as trains and maybe even buses. We're going to focus on pet travel on one of these third Saturdays. Can you imagine? So I want to get some updates from you about pet travel. This is an amazing thing. I mean, they even have treats, leashes, poop bags that are provided for you at the gate. And once on board, the dogs will be served their beverage of choice. Water, bone broth, you name it. I don't know if they serve them alcohol. I hope they don't serve them alcohol. I don't know. I don't have a pet. I haven't had a pet since I've been an adult. I don't do pets. And then during the ascent, you know how we have to, adults have to, or humans have to chew in order to not have the ear thing? Well, I always thought, what is going on with the pets? How are they accepting those ups and downs? And I'm sure their system is similar to humans as far as the altitude and the ear popping and that type of thing. So they even help with discomfort that the pets may be caused during that change in the cabin pressure. Now, currently, they only have routes in the New York City metro area, of course. But you can get flights all the way across the country to L.A. Yes, and also you can get flights into London. So again, through a partnership of charter company, it is responsible for all that they have, you know, maintenance, insurance, other related situations. And a BARK is B-A-R-K, is focused on creating and delivering a world-class air travel experience for dogs and their people. Yes, BARK Air. And they are planning to add new routes throughout the summer. If you have a route that you suggest, if you're a frequent traveler and you want to travel with your pet, I'm not sure if they travel with other pets other than dogs, since it is BARK Air. But, you know, that's something that's suggested, you know. Try it. Who's to say? Maybe you are even in a position to create a BARK Air or a pet air of some sort. It's amazing. Can you imagine? If you can think it, it will be there. So much is going on in the world, in the country. We're coming up, going to have the Olympics in Paris. Are you going? Have you set your sights on traveling to Paris? Or are you just going to sit at your big screen and watch all of the events? You take your choice, pick and choose, but make sure that you are in attendance. That is a wonderful thing. Our sports travelers, make sure that you get ready. NFL picks are coming up. We had an exciting time with the WNBA picks. Yes. Now the NFL picks are coming up. So our sports people, we travel too. We always travel. You know, it's always somewhere to go. Even if it's within your own 50-mile radius, there's always something for you to do outside of your element. Make sure you take that on. Another big sports event every year. I don't have my red hat with me. Maybe I'll wear it next Saturday in homage of the Kentucky Derby. Yes, how many of you have ever visited the Kentucky Derby there in Louisville, Kentucky? This year, it is May 4th, Saturday, 1 week before Mother's Day. Hello, okay, this is a hit. Mother's Day comes every year. Mothers are celebrated throughout the year, but let's give a special celebration to all the mothers and the grandmothers and the aunties and the folks who you care. And then some of the fathers who are, oh, I won't say they are mothers too, but they are in mother positions. You thought I was going somewhere else with that, right? No. Next year, Kentucky Derby is going to be May 3rd. Last year was May 6th. So it fluctuates. It's the first Saturday of every May, and then, of course, Cinco de Mayo every May 5th, and that will be on a Sunday this year. So it is so much going on. I looked at the activities just in my city alone this year and or this weekend, and it's so much going on. I mean, can you imagine everything that we thought we were missing while we weren't able to move around, everything that was created, the mind thoughts, the mindsets that were creative? Well, you know, we've got a lot of creative folks in this world. Yes, yes, yes. So I am just so excited today. Of course, our session is about the Soulful Chicago Book Fair. Yes. Can you imagine? Oh, I am real excited about this part. Yes. Let me see if I can get this format up here and give me a little bitty picture. No, I don't want that little bitty picture. I want this little bitty picture. Okay. Let me get this little bitty picture. Oh, well, it's not working for me. So anyway, we're at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair. We're live today. I am so excited. Now, I just want to say that everybody has a book in them. I've been told that. I've been told I have a book in them. And as much as I write, I can see it. But some folks are fearful of books. You're not sure. Do I really have a book? So our app of the month is not necessarily an app per se, but you can Google how to write a book. You can Google anything. You can Google how to fix your car. My go-to, again, is paper and pen. But you might find it easier to jot down your notes in a note app on your phone or a tape recorder microphone or a TikTok video or Instagram, however, whatever you may find best and what you do it. Write down how to. Maybe you've been told you're the best cook. Compile a book of recipes. You may not be able to open up that restaurant, but you can put those recipes together and tweak them how you feel. You may be looking to have a reunion soon. We're going to talk about that in one of our Saturday sessions. These reunions, family reunions, class reunions, group reunions, just because reunions. But in reunions, you want to gather history. Put it in a book or a pamphlet. That's a form of writing a book. And whether it takes you 10 minutes or 10 years to get started, get started. Of course, the Female Solution has many authors you can learn from and get encouraged by. Just tune in daily. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, the times that I always give you will be Central Standard Time because that's the only, that's as far as my calculations can go. But when I say Central Standard Time, I want you to focus on whatever time zone you're in. And trust and believe, we have listeners from all over the world. We're the Wide World Web, and we have that capability. So just tune in. So Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Saturdays, every Saturday, even since Saturday, we're here from 12 noon to 2 p.m. And on Sundays, we're here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. So there's a plethora of opportunity for you to learn what we have, how we can help you, and how you can be the author, whether it be fiction, nonfiction, how to, when to, where to, and who's going to, it's all there for you. So what I am going to do now is prepare us to go to our commercial break. Oh, yeah, we got to have those sponsors. Don't you have sponsors? You know, even though the commercials come on the television shows and you say, oh, darn, another commercial, and you try to fast forward through those commercials. No, we need those commercials. We need those commerce activities. How did you purchase what you purchased without knowing what was available? You could not. So this is the opportunity for you to see what we have in our Female Solution and our commercial breaks. Now, let me say this to you. You too can have an opportunity to share what you market with the female solution. All you have to do is reach out to us and reach out to me. I'm here. You can email me always at Deborah.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. That's right, Deborah.thefemalesolution@gmail.com. And we will definitely respond. So right now, like I said, we're going to our first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be live at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And it's three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from punishment to how do you teach your children about. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
People are on their cell phones and computers all. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never. We produce programs. Food, beauty supplies,
well, it seems as though we were having a little technical difficulty with that last commercial, but we're going to try to come back again and share that. So, as I stated earlier, we are here with the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, and we encourage you to join in and talk to us about what is going on. So remember to dial in 515-605-9325. That's our blog talk. And then our other number is 727-731-5192. Come on in, join us, talk to us, and let us know you are there and ready. So I'm wondering if our next guest are available. Let me just move some of these screens around here so I can see what is going on at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair. Are you ready backstage? Okay. Are you ready?
All right, and you're live.
You are live. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome.
I'm so glad to have you.
Today we're at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, 3823 South Ellis. It's going on right now from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Today we're interviewing students from CEOs.
So tell us your name and tell us about the CEO Keeping Heroes program. What kind of things do you all learn out there?
My name is Martin Monsan. I was in the CEO So it was a really easy program, you know what I'm saying? They were teaching us how to edit on Vibe and how to do the podcast basics and what some people have to find.
Okay, what about you? Learning Network podcast training, and we learned behind the podcast, the things that you do on a podcast, things you get to on a podcast. It was absolutely exquisite. Like Phil said, we could just flow, as they say. For example, we were on a podcast and we just had no prior information, and we just on the fly, as they say, off the noggin, as they say, off the dome. But alas, we are still in our lunch today, and you guys might be tired of us gapping, but quite frankly, we don't care. Okay, we're gonna talk about what we want to talk about. Okay, so you guys.
Okay, I have a question.
She has a question. Oh my God, those balloons popping.
I have a question. Thank you for being here. I can hear some of you. I'm not able to. So if you could speak up a little louder. Your class has interviewed so many invaluable people. Who did you learn the most from as far as understanding your development in the social media?
First, I would just want to say John L. Alexander. Oh, my God. He was one of the ones. He taught us so much in the little time that we had.
What are some of the things that he taught you that you gravitated to?
The photography that he's done, like, on gotchaphotos.com, it was just exquisite, as I like to say. John L. Alexander, as his name insists an L, but that is completely not true. He's a walking W. That rhymes, stars, that's all, you know, that. Anyway, he has taught us some of the things in photography. He has gone to the White House. He has gone to so many football games. He takes all kinds of pictures. And we actually asked him what the craziest photo was, and would you know it? It was out of a helicopter. Jumped out of the helicopter, took a picture, went to the ground, and he was
night in real life. He was still thugging afterwards. He thugged it out.
So are you saying he skydived out of a helicopter?
Yeah, he skydived. Did a backflip in the air, took a picture, landed on 2 feet like a real G.
Amazing. Have you ever thought about doing that?
No.
No, you have no desire in doing that? You know, that's something that could be done in Chicago. I'm not sure if you could jump out of a helicopter in Chicago, but you could certainly skydive in the Chicago area.
Definitely. You know, as being a young boy who would like to keep his life, I will respectfully decline that offer, but thank you.
Well, don't, I understand your fear. But don't allow fear to consume you and not experiencing life. They will teach you how to fall. And if you ever come to the realization, okay, I think I might want to do that now, just know that safety measures have been in place. People do it every day. So I'm glad. Now, in John L. Alexander teaching you about photography, have you seen some sites around the city that you have captured with your cameras?
Oh, personally, I went downtown, captured a couple of pictures of this scenery at the art.
So
I was on the ocean, part of the
You say on the ocean sea?
Lake Michigan.
Okay.
Like the wave going up and down.
So. Have you ever thought about publishing a picture, a book of photos?
Yes. If I edited my photos and made an Instagram account, I think that would start pretty well.
So you have done that already. You've already complimented your photos in the Instagram.
Oh no, I have to get. I'm in the market for a new camera, possibly a Nikon, just to make my photos clearer and my new computer, so I can get everything set up. There's also something John Alexander taught us about the different kinds of cameras, different kinds of lenses, what kind of shots they would take if you're running, sliding, anything. You could be rolling on the ground, might even snap a pic, you know. You never know what situation you'll be in to take a pic.
That is so true. Life comes, and sometimes you only get one chance. Did he also teach you the care of cameras? And let me just share this with you. When I first started typing, I started on a typewriter. That was really archaic, right? You'd never seen a typewriter before, baby. But the first lesson before we even began learning how to utilize the keyboard was to learn how to clean the camera and take care of it, just as I was talking about taking care of your vehicle. So did he teach you care of your camera? You want to make sure it's more for you than just snapping the picture. You have to care for your equipment as well.
Put us to wipe down with a nice bleach wipe or a cleaner. Well, he had this kind of wipe that was specifically for the lens of the camera, cleaned it off just like that, and he also had circular motion. So circular motion around the lens.
You know why circular motion?
Because the camera lens is round, first of all, and because when you do it in the circular motion, you can bring all of the dust, all of the bacteria down to the middle, and then you can just wipe that off. It'll be a nice, clean camera.
Right. And when if you learn how lens is created, it is created in a circular motion. It is created in a round cylinder type glass. That's great. I'm glad. I hope that you find the type of camera. You might have to go through a few different ones before you find the one that really fits your style and what you're trying to convey.
All right, so we're going to take a little break, and we are going to interview more students from the CEO to the real side. Say goodbye.
Okay.
Right.
Have a blessed day. Enjoy the Soulful Chicago Book Fair.
Absolutely.
Okay, now.
Truly an exquisite spirit. I mean, am I right? We are interviewing people from the CEO to the program. And this program seems very great from what I've heard, photography, golf, you know, all that good stuff. It's absolutely great to be. Maybe one day CEO Superheroes and I don't think what the real collapse, which is what we are doing at the moment right now. Here are
video. But I do practice the basic art
don't hit Shakira level 50. No, they don't. Anyway,
hola.
Brenda, since you asked me, I want to ask you, what did you do in first step? Usually I'm about to stand in my, you know, get in my or just video gaming, sports, you know, football, basketball, saving Gotham, you know, oh my God. WWE activity. Saving Gotham is just one of those regular activities that we all do. Because if you really think about it, we are all Batman. And I am willing to argue that thing. But anyway, anyhow, are there any other programs that you guys know about or would like to try?
Yeah. I'd like to try
What about you, sir? Well, thank you for being our guest today. I am Akil.
I'm Brandon.
And we are on the Higher Learning Network. See you guys later.
And
all right. So glad to have them there. Let's see. Did they want to?
No, you're just telling you the address so everyone can pull up, but not the ops. The ops are not allowed. So we are at 7823 South. Come join us, please. You have no choice. Come pull up. Leave the drum and beat at home. Leave it at the door.
Was that drop the mic action?
Yeah, drop the mic.
Okay, we appreciate that. Kim, you tell us how to get in touch with the super heroes.
Guys, how do we get in touch with you?
CEOSuperheroes.org.
Yes, CEOSuperheroes.org.
Fabulous. Appreciate that interview. Thank you both. And let's go to our next commercial break so the folks can get in their vehicles and get on down there. Or
yeah.
Maybe they have to walk or take the bus or Uber.
I don't care if you don't have a vehicle. Take the bus. Take the train. Be like Taylor Swift. Take a jet. I don't care. I want you here to see this beautiful book fair. If you cannot walk, you better. You know what Martin Luther King said? If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. By all means, keep moving. That's a mic drop right there.
That's a mic drop. Okay, good deal.
And if you can.
Okay, I love those guys. Oh, my goodness. It is so much going on in this soulful Chicago book fair. But right now, we're going to take a little break and go to our next commercial break. So much going on here at the Female Solution.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. we can talk to each other face-to-face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Learning Network, and
Zelda talks about the Monday morning mindfulness that we all need to kind of get it together. You know, if you got to meditate, if you got to get the current events going on, that's what you do on Monday. Then Tuesday, Asada, who is actually the host, the spearhead, the mindset of today's Soulful Chicago Book Fair that's happening right here in the Chicago area. And as the fella said before they left, to make sure you come on down to the Chicago Book Fair and understand what's going on. Let's see here. It is going on at the Betty Shabazz. Let me just move my name. Okay, 7822 South Ellis there in Chicago, Betty Shabazz School, who nurtures, who just focuses on a different level of education. You know, we are so proud of our educators across the board. We are enjoy them. And we want to nurture them. We want to help them. Because the first educator in a child's life is the parent. Now, I must admit, some parents are not familiar with how to. You have to know how to. You have to have some kind of idea. But know this for sure. The parents and other folks who are in the parenting level, children begin learning in the womb. They begin learning in the womb. Now, that also covers some other physical things that we don't want to get into because this show is about travel. But understand, children learn beginning in the womb. So if you travel, if you explore the world, if you have life experiences, even when you're carrying your child and you're bringing joy, they're learning then. You're giving them a heads up then. After that, once they are birthed, they are still learning. Now you can get that seed, that nurturing that you have to instill in them, you know, if it's rubbing their hands, rubbing their feet, rubbing their back, rubbing their head, rubbing their belly, rubbing their legs, touching them, nurturing them, hugging them. And I'm not saying carrying them all the time. You got to put them babies down. But reading to them, singing to them, talking to them. They talking to you. Now, when they first talk, when they first start making sounds, typically they could be crying. That's a form of communication. They are communicating with you. Communicate back. Don't holler. Children are young. Before, I'm talking about before they go to school. But, you know, you put children in school, my mindset was so they could network with other people their size. But children start communicating way before them. They start asking those questions, and they'll ask that question again and again. And I find in my later life, sometimes if I don't get something, I'm asking that question again and again and again. But when they ask that question, answer them. Answer. It's okay. Even though they asked it a couple of times and you may be irritated in your own mind, that's okay. Answer them. Talk to them. Educate them. Read books to them. The Soulful Chicago Book Fair has many authors that showcase children's books, both fiction, nonfiction, how to help books for parents, to help educate their children. There's not only are there books, but there are activities. There's an artist who is a part of the CEO Superhero. She's an artist. And, you know, finger painting. Babies can finger paint. I remember sitting in the middle of the kitchen floor when the kitchens were larger. I don't know, they're little bitty things now. But having the pots and pans and making the noise, beating with the spoons. And my parents weren't upset because we were making noise. That was activity. You know, now, of course, the children are in headphones. But they have to be in those electronics in order to be able to fixate their skill to compete in the world, the way of the world. They're not learning how to write cursive in schools anymore. You know, that's an oxymoron to someone of my age, but that's the way it is. A lot of times we are shifting. This world is shifting. Just like when we were coming up, we were doing things that our parents said, that is some crazy stuff. They are doing things now that we're saying, oh, that is some weird. But that's the way of the world. We have to begin to adapt. I spoke earlier about WWW, the acronyms. Well, there have been acronyms for years, but now they're more of a language as opposed to what a regular sentence would be. There's now a lot of cut up in small bits and pieces. There's more picturamic stories. I remember listening to a lot of stories on the radio. And we have a radio presence. So a lot of visuals that we have now been used to with the television and the big screen and the small screen, they don't transpire. You have to know, okay, what is your audience? Who are you speaking to? Someone who does not have a visual? What if that person that you're communicating with cannot see? They have to know. So these are things that we have to learn, and we have to be able to communicate with everyone. Some folks can't hear. And in travel, these are things that we also have to pay attention to. They might not be ignoring you. Maybe they can't hear. So you have to look at them. Don't get frustrated. Don't get short because someone is not at the level that you are. I don't know some of these acronyms when my children text me, so what do I do? Explain, please. I don't get bent out of shape and let them know and tell them, don't speak to me like that. I don't know what you're talking about. I do let them know, explain, identify what these acronyms are. I need to know. So we have to know how to adapt and be able to communicate, especially traveling into foreign lands. Now, when folks travel to the United States, it is assumed that you either know how to speak English or you figure it out. But a lot of times when we travel to other countries, we try to feel the same way. Why should we, because of being an American is supposed to be a worldwide language, why are we to assume that we accept that everybody should know how to communicate with us in English? that's not an assumption that we should take on, because everybody is not communicating in English. So we have to also, that is another app that they have that is available, different apps on different phones. You Google and see which is available, which is easier for you, and do that before you travel on how to communicate by phone or how to communicate in another country to their native language. Now, understand, when you get the translations, it's not going to be exactly as native as it should be, but it will get you a little bit closer than you assuming. Now, sometimes I've seen in some cases where we're trying to speak the native language and we mess it up so bad, and then the people say, well, I speak English. That is amazing. So I see it looks like we might have some more guests to come on to be interviewed. Let's see who is available at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair. Are we ready? Are we interviewing? Hello? We're on. There are some challenges with your video, your visual there. What's going on? Your connection. Okay. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Brent, can you hear me? I'm not sure if they're ready yet.
We can't hear you, but I waved.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Yeah, you might have to take us off the screen for a little bit while we get this together.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, we shall, in post.
Well, who do you have there? Can you speak? Okay, it seems like we're having some technical difficulty. So once I see that the picture is clear, I will bring them back on. You know, that's another thing. Life is as it is. Who knew 40 years ago we'd be able to be on television with 40 or 50 years ago when we were working that antenna from the other side to make things clear. We don't have that antenna like we used to. it is just amazing technology as it is and how fragile it is. Well, there was a situation where 911, oh my goodness, 911 in a few states in the United States, just Wednesday, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday, 911 wasn't working in 4 states. And they say it was because there was a construction team that severed a fiber optic line, one fiber optic line, and it dismantled 911 in 4 states. Now, just the story they say. I don't know. I'm just repeating what the caption was. But this is how fragile things are. And that I want that to go and talk about when you are in where you are traveling. We rely a lot on technology, on our phones, having the ticket to when we get to the gate. We're not going to print the tickets. We're going to just have it on our phone or the app. A lot of the traveling venues now say, get our app. That way you can communicate with us and we could communicate with you much easier. Say if there was a change in the agenda or a change in the registration or a change in the flight or there's when you have that app, they'll either have that connection to you where they'll email you that change or you're able to go to that app and pull up and see if there are any changes. Okay, so what if you lose your phone? If you lose your phone or you don't have a good connection, as we are having challenges now, we don't have that good connection. What do you do? What do you do? So you have to have plan B, plan C to help with it. I always have a portfolio, a booklet, or some type of folder, nothing large. Put all your documents in. And if you're traveling with children or folks that you know lose things, you can always have it printed out. You can have your airline tickets printed out, your transportation tickets printed out, your transfers printed out, your hotel reservations printed out, your excursions printed out, your insurance. Yes, insurance documents. Okay, I can't stress that enough. Your insurance documents printed out. You can have maybe carry your passports in here, your identification. You can have it all right here in this portfolio, and this will slip down in your carry-on luggage or your backpack or your sling or whatever you are transporting right on your body. Yeah, put it on in something that you carry on your body. Not something that you're rolling down the highway or the rolling down the street. Put it in something that you're carrying on your body. And you'll always have it if you need it. If you don't need it, then okay. It'll be something for souvenirs. I don't know. But do not rely on one peripheral to have your documents. It is not a good thing, and we want you to know it is thing that is truly stressful when you get to a gate, or it's like everybody's gotten to the cash register and the person in front of them didn't have everything together, or they had to get a price check, or that wasn't the right price or I need one more though. And you're holding up the line. Or you're in a situation where you are at the last minute trying to get on the plane and they're not going to wait for you. Or trying to get on the ship, trying to get the Uber ride back to the ship and it's not getting you back in time because you don't have that phone number in your phone is not working. You lost the signal in your phone and it's not working and you don't know how to get from one point to another. Print those documents out. It's okay. If you don't have a printer at home, some folks don't have a printer. Some folks don't want all of that paper to be printed. Then write a note. Yeah, just write it down on a piece of paper. It's okay. It may be a lot, but you need the main things that you need are the phone numbers and the reservation numbers. Phone numbers and reservation numbers. That's the main thing that you need. So those are the things that I want you to make sure that you jot down and have them available. Because without them, you can ruin a otherwise exciting journey. Yes, you can. And that's not what we want. You've invested so much money in your travel, and you want to make sure that you get all the juice you can out of the travel that you're doing, because you may not be able to go back again. That may be that one-time bucket list. I know there are several places that I've been one time, and I could go. I don't have to go again. So you want to make sure that you monopolize on everything that is positive, everything that is possible that is available. I love it. I love travel. I travel every day. I put myself in a position where I travel every day. You know how? By the wide world web. Yes, if there's somewhere I need to research, or not only for myself but for my clients, we are now identifying ourselves as travel advisors, travel influencers. Yes, we're coming up in the world. We are now travel influencers. We advise. We advise you in every line. When you come to us and you say you want to go to Disney, we're not just writing a ticket to put you on an airline and send you to whatever Disney property you want to go to, and that's it, because that's all you said. No, we're going to talk to you. We want to know. We want to get to know you. We want to get to know your family. We want to get to know where you've been. How did you like that? What are you looking for? Why are you going to Disney? You know, what do you expect out of Disney? And then we put that together, and then we will even provide more, is what an advisor does. It provides more. We want you to be comfortable enough to, whereas if we were there and be able to answer those questions or defuse those challenges, you are as comfortable as if we were there. That's what we like. And then that's a joy. So whenever somebody says they want to go somewhere, I dive into it. That's when you find a travel advisor, that is one of the things you ask them. Are you an expert? Are you proficient? Are you familiar with the site that I want to do, or what I want to experience? Because it's more than just where you want to go. It's what you want to experience as well. Okay. So it looks like we are back with our guest right before the commercial break. Kai,
are you?
Yes. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome. All right. So we are indeed back. So we are here with actually, I want you to introduce yourself. Who are you, madam?
Hello. I'm Payson. I'm a daughter's daughter, founder. And I'm an author of a real adventure.
Brendan, do you have anything to say right now? We will ask you questions, though, but do you have anything to say?
Oh, yeah. The adventure.
Tell me the adventure.
Are here hanging in here with us. on the Female Solution, and I just want to share this.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com. I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Explain what went into it, but how did you, what place
Okay, so this is set in New York, in New York City, pretty much all boroughs, so it's about traveling and it's amazing travel. But yeah. Ready for you? Come on, it's yapping. Hold on, let me hold it right through. Now. What is urban girl? Are you urban girl? Who is urban girl? Is the girl urban or is she? Is the urban girl? Is she urban? Is she band? Can she go band for band? Is the band adventure? Do you need bands to be an adventure person?
Do you need the bands to be urban?
Does the band make her dance?
We're going to make this a comedy show. Come on, patients. I am eager to hear. You made this book at 7 years old. I am eager to hear about this.
Urban girl, with me at first, but anybody can be an urban girl or boy, if you choose. If you please. Okay. You can be an urban girl. But yeah, I don't think you need bands to be an urban boy or girl. You just have to be in the city. That's what urban means.
Yeah.
You don't need bands to go band for band.
Mm-hmm. So, fellas, I'm looking forward to seeing your compilation of photos around the city to put on the bookshelves along with Patience's book. How about that?
Oh, right. Yeah, Brandon, we must do that. What if we, made our own book? Yes, we would made our book. It would be titled The Adventures of the Star Black Person. Urban Boy Adventures. The Chronicle. The Chronicle? What if it's titled Stand for Man? What if it's called A and B Band? What if it's called What is this? Veronica? Last week, December 19th, 2025. Cheated on me with my friend. I am We get a podcast. They get us a spot phone. Who is Tyrone? Who is he? Anyway, why is he an NBA player? Why is there basketball decades in your contact? Why is there expert emotions?
All right. So we're gonna see your book. You're going to work on the title. You're going to have multiple books because you've got multiple subjects you just talked about here. And we want to see you develop them. And that way, the next book fair that comes around, maybe we can see yours and your publishers and we'll help you earn an income in writing books.
Could you open your book as like each picture? Could you like explain what to make that? Yes.
You can't read.
Oh, okay. So this is pictures of vehicles.
Wow.
I held up the camera and took the picture.
You have to wait for that train.
No, it was just arriving, so I just took the teleport. Yeah, I mean, we were already at the train.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So then, did you catch that thing? No. I just took the picture. In New York, how do you feel like that? You put your picture.
That's right.
Yeah. They do that. No, Brandon. Can't do that. They're dead. But yeah. There are three, so my mother took them. And the rest is just more transportation and more of me.
Hold on, is this that say chicken?
Someone on the train.
I doubt it. Chicken?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't remember the book.
Don't?
No. I think I was, yeah, I was about 6 or 7 in this, so I didn't
know. Okay. Well, right there, I do think I've seen Pete right there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Pete?
Okay, I believe so.
Pete said the young man.
I was not.
That's what I thought. Or your first thing as a
baseball. That was pretty cool.
You know,
big thing.
I still believe I was him.
Everybody asking for autographs.
No.
Because they already without went to read it.
They did actually.
I can't really remember, but remember them liking it.
They liked it.
As a child, what was it?
It's a great question. I don't really think I was bullied, but if I was, I was definitely oblivious to it. Like I should have been.
Sure.
Like I didn't really realize that. If I was,
you
could say that sometimes. Like,
for me,
I just, you like get cast it down.
Hey, what are you doing?
That's a blip. Yeah, when are you?
Not often.
You were the last person, and that was a big, big white man. He was just ordering all the food.
Maybe.
But I mean,
but
she would
care.
Or
she goes. Oh, did you say you wanted to go to a ranch?
No, we were talking about the soft ranch, but we can't talk about going to a ranch.
This is a travel show and a book fair. You're talking about ranch dressing.
I'm hungry.
Okay, we only have a few more moments, but I think a ranch, travel to a ranch would be exciting, and taking pictures wherever you go would be great. Have you, do you desire to go and ride a horse?
Actually, we did. I live in a summer camp that I went to called Jesus Place Nature Center, and it's a wonderful place, you should check it out. They have like beautiful gardens, program. I actually was a film camp there a lot. And you know, it was amazing. But there's like a show called The Dr. Phil Show. And he sends people to like a ranch only. Like, does he do that? Like bad baby. She has to go to a ranch because of
a bad baby.
Bad baby.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to wrap this up. Please give me the microphone. We are going to wrap this up. We are on the Higher Learning Network. We are at the Spring Fling Book Fair at 7823 South Ellis. Please pull up. Ops are not allowed, as I have stated before. But please pull up. I don't care. You can pull up in. You can pull up in a little type car or jet. Doesn't matter. Be there.
Wait. Before you go, I want to know: are you taking pictures? Is someone taking pictures of the book fair? So you are. Okay. So are you going to make another book out of them?
Probably not. But
no.
They will be posted.
Okay. All right. Well, that's some form of a book, right?
Yeah.
That's some form of it. So, you know, books are not only on paper now, you know, with the new wave, it could be and what is it, TikTok and Instagram and Facebook.
Yep.
But if anyone out there wants to get in touch with Asada and the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, you could go to www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com. Is that right?
Yes.
I can't hear. Oh, okay. See, the people on the radio can't hear you.
People on the radio, y'all.
yes, we do understand.
Right. We got to make sure that they hear us. I really appreciate you fellas being there and having your guests. Thank you, Patience. Do you have any last words you want to share to encourage someone to be an author?
If you want to be an author, go ahead and do it. It doesn't really matter how young you are. Follow your dreams. I mean, nothing's really stopping you. Somebody says you can't do it. Just do it. Show them. Yeah. Also, you guys are great hosts. Thank you for being so patient with us.
Thank you. I think they're flirting, Patience.
What she said about that?
That's what it sounds like. Okay, fellas, I love you all. Thank you very much for being there. Oh, okay.
Bye.
Oh my goodness, youth. What did we do without the youth? I don't know. I just love these babies. This is our future. And yeah, sometimes we got to corral them back in, but I so enjoy the opportunity that they take for being here, for putting themselves in a position to learn. Sometimes we get those who are so in their own shell, they don't know how to express themselves. And I truly, truly enjoy when we have those who can. So before we go, I see our executive producer is on the line. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am here at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair, and I'm excited because we've had a chance to inspire our young people to really come out and exhibit their personality as they interview those who went through the CEO Superheroes program, and it was fun. We saw on screen Asada Shows, the CEO Superheroes first podcast that they produced, and of course you saw the individuals that were part of that program that does photography, golf, they did robotics, and then of course they did the podcast training. And you know, as you saw, our young people got personality. So at the Here's Betty Shabazz, you know, we have been preparing them to do a live show with students in China, and the Chinese students are really excited to meet them face to face. We're planning a trip next spring break, as we talk about travel, because we know that when our young people go outside of their regular atmosphere, you know, out of their comfort zone, as they say, when they get out of the neighborhood and they talk to other people, it expands their horizons. So one of the things that we've seen that has happened, and working with both the CEO Superheroes podcast training and also with the Betty Shabazz podcast training, you can see that when you let young people just be who they are, they have a lot of personality, a lot of humor, and everything. And humor is a sign of high intelligence. So we really do want them to continue with the podcast that they're doing. We're going to set them up with the schools so they can really be the voice for young people, really help us to listen, because that's what we need to do more of as adults. We need to listen to what they have to say. We have to listen to what their interests are. Listen to how they view the world. Listen to their plans. Listen to their vision. Because they are, in the real sense, they are the future. They are the ones that are going to be shaping the world that we live in. And what we discover is when we give them a voice, they can really articulate. And in a lot of ways, they mirror to us what we've been showing them. So, you know, we can't get mad if they say something we don't like because they got it from us. But a lot of times, they'll present a humorous perspective. They're quick-witted. And, you know, they're able to enjoy life and have fun. And if we don't crush that in them, then they can bring that joy to everything. And that's what we really want to be able to do, is to bring joy and bring excitement about life and to let them know they can do anything. And one reason why we wanted them to get a chance to interview patients, who, of course, is Asada's daughter, is because she did, in fact, author a book at age 7. And you think a 7-year-old doesn't have the ability to think? Oh, yes. 7 is a very intelligent age. And so we want young people to think. You're never too young to create. We respect your thoughts. We're going to give you talent and skills so that you can actually manifest your dreams. And we had seen that they had interviewed Asada as part of their podcast training, seeing the book. And we wanted them to see the person behind the book and to understand that this is an evolution, because now we see that Patience is a teacher of photography. She started 7, and now she's a teacher of photography. We saw some of her. They talked to her about the photography students that she had. So you can see full circle what happens when you allow young people to be who they are, to express their creativity, to manifest their dreams, and you don't tell them they're too young to do this, or you get impatient with them when they're being who they are, children. But they're children with intelligence and vision and desires and skills if we give them to them. So this is an excellent way for us to showcase their talent and have them see others, see their peers with talent. And then when we introduce the Betty Shabazz students to the Chinese students, they're fascinated because, you know, we don't always realize how people in other countries may view us or really want to understand us better. So, you know, the Chinese students asked, can you send us some video clips of your school? So we've been taking video of them doing the podcast interviews. We've been taking videos of their daily activities at Betty Shabazz. They did a whole historic program yesterday, and I was here, you know, where they portrayed historic figures. We premiered the book fair. You know, we want the students in China to get an idea of how the school interacts with the community and impacts the community, and how the parents and teachers and students are all helping to reinforce culture. So this is the image that we're giving to the Chinese students in Beijing that they're going to be talking to live very shortly in the next few weeks. And I, as I told them on Friday when I was here at school, you all are ambassadors. You all are international ambassadors for people who really don't know who we are, our culture, our experience, our influence on America. So when you talk to the people in China, you are representing this entire country and the ethnic group from which you come that they don't know as much about. During their interview that they had with the Chinese students, they had asked the question, what did you all learn about America? And, you know, students said, well, we learned about the Civil War and, you know, we learned that, you know, we learned about, you know, the American flag. I mean, they learned some basic textbook things, but they really wanted to know these students and personalities. And as you can see, our students have a whole lot of personality. So that's what we want others across the world to see. And we want them to be encouraged when they see that our children have so much energy, so much intellect, so much wit.
Yes.
We just encourage them. They're unstoppable. So thank you, Deborah, for giving us this opportunity to share at the Soulful Chicago
you know, start doing it now and encourage them to complete their own book. You know, look at Patience. She created a book, even though she didn't put it together herself, but she's the one that took the actual photos of this book. It wasn't a book that had a lot of words in it. It was photos. Who doesn't take a picture now? Everybody. You can have a desktop gift to your family of a selfie.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You're always doing a selfie. Put it together. Just get somebody to publish it. Learn Google how to even self-publish. You can publish.
Yes, you can. I mean, the opportunities are endless now. We
yes.
To everything from our cell phones, our iPads, our laptops. We have all the tools we need to do everything.
What?
So I know we've
everyone. Mm-hmm.
And I have had to switch devices.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you forgot in your background the
you know what? I got rid of what I had, but I'll just play what we got from Blog Talk. And we'll do it from there.
Well, we thank you all
for this.
We'll be here
tomorrow.
Old Purpose Healing with Deanna, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Right here on the Female Solution local radio TV show.
Blessings. Thank you.
We love you.
We love you all.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
That is the end of that part of the show. Listen, let me tell you. I so enjoy every time I get to be in your presence. It is certainly a blessing. I appreciate you taking the time for joining me. Now, we here talk about travel. Focus on travel, one to another, A to B to C to D. What I want you is if you have a time. topic, if you have a concern, if you have an issue that you want us to talk about, you have that issue, concern, topic, somebody else does. Let me know. Send me an email or message me and let me know what you'd like to focus on. If you send me an email, certainly, or a message, I will reach out to you and we will talk about it. If you want to come on the air or if I can get a specialist to come on the air and talk about it, if you want to showcase your business as it relates to travel, let us know. We are always looking to expand our knowledge of travel. And I tell you what, travel is the best education worldwide. We so, again, appreciate you. We love you. God bless you all, and be safe in your travel.
Lost when someone says, you don't know jack shit. Well, thanks to my genealogy efforts, you can now respond in an intellectual way. Jack shit is the only son of all shit. All shit, the fertilizer magnate, married oh shit, the owner of knee deep in shit. They had one son, Jack. In turn, jack shit, no shit. The deeply...